It's time for all you youngins to come on up front. So all you kids can come on up front with me. And I'll get you to all to sit in front of me this time. All right? So if you can come down here and sit in front so you can see Mrs. Kathy. All right? Because I got something to show you, and I want you to be able to see. First of all, before we start, those of you who were here last week discovered that we're on a year-long journey together to learn more about God, what's in the Bible, and to learn about how much you're learning about God this year. We're going to see how much you grow spiritually, right? You're going to see, you always see how you grow biologically or in your flesh, right? Your person, how tall it grows. But we're also going to measure in a different way your spiritual growth. And we started doing some things downstairs last week, and we're going to continue this week. One of those things is we're working on memorizing, as well as understanding, the words in the Bible, the scripture, we call it. So does anybody have, I'm just going to choose one person, does anybody have a scripture that they have memorized? Does anybody have one that they want to do right now? No, nobody wants to do one right now? Okay. Well, then I'm going to move on to the next thing, and that is we're going to be working on prayer for the next few weeks. But I was thinking about that, and I got thinking about cowboying, because we're a cowboy church. And I was thinking, if I wanted to be, and here's the picture, I got two pictures, one for the boys that the boys will be interested in, and one for the girls. Now, first the boys. If I wanted to be like this guy here, he is right now in the top standings for saddle bronc riding at the rodeos. His name is Court. Do you see that picture of him riding? That's what a saddle bronc rider does. It's a horse that's going crazy. That's right. It's a horse that's going crazy, and he's got to stay on. And he's got to stay on for as long as he can. Do you know it takes practice to do that? First of all, you got to learn how to do that. First, you got to learn how to get on a horse and how to ride it. And then you got to learn how to stay on a horse that is groomed to do that. Now, the girls can do that too, but girls, they have a really cool thing at the rodeo, and it is called ladies barrel racing, and that's where they get their horses trained to zip around the arena and go around these barrels really quick. It's not as easy as it looks, believe you me, because your horse can fall or you can fall or whatever if you don't know how to do it right. It's a lot of fun if you know how to do it right. So, if I was this guy, if I was a guy, if any of you boys wanted to learn how to be a saddle bronc rider, or if any of you girls wanted to do some barrel racing, out of these kinds of people that I'm going to show you, who would you ask to teach you? Would you ask a doctor, a surgeon to teach you that?
No.
Okay. Would you get a construction worker to teach you that?
No.
Would you get a baker to teach you that?
No.
Oh, well, is there anybody on this page that you think would be qualified to teach you how to?
The cowboy.
The cowboy. That's right. If you wanted to learn how to do cowboying, you would ask a cowboy. Why? Why would you ask him instead of the doctor?
Because he doesn't know how to ride a horse. He knows how to make people better.
Right. When you fall off the horse, that's when you want to see the doctor, right? Okay. That's just it. You want to pick somebody who really knows what they're doing. Well, you know, if you're not really into cowboying and that, just to get some of you kids interested. Anybody recognize what this place is?
Disneyland.
Disney, actually, this is Disney World. That's right. That's the castle at Disney World. Where, how many of you kids would like to go to a place like Disney World? Yeah, pick me, pick me. Yeah, not just you kids. I'd like to go there. Actually, I've been there. It's really cool, and I'd like to go back. Anyway, okay, now, looking at all these pictures, who would be the best one to build that place? Do you think the doctor or the cowboy or whatever? Who's that guy? Who's that?
The construction worker.
That's right. You want a construction worker in there doing that kind of thing. So see, there's specific things that you go to specific people to learn. Now, what does that all got to do with church and God and all that kind of thing? Well, what it is we're going to learn how to pray. I said that at the beginning. So who do you think the best person to teach you about prayer would be?
You.
Okay.
Pastor Kevin.
Pastor Kevin, he'd be a good teacher. There's somebody even better than that, though. Somebody even better.
God.
Right on. That's right. Well, you know what? The disciples, we're going to go to a place in the Bible called the Book of Matthew. So the disciples are students. When you're a disciple, it means you want to learn, right? You're following somebody to learn. So the disciples that were following Jesus knew that Jesus was the best person to teach them how to pray. And they actually asked Jesus, teach us how to pray. They saw Jesus praying all the time, and they knew he's the best person to teach them how to pray. So guess what? Guess who we're going to use to teach us how to pray? Who do you think I should take you to teach you how to pray?
God.
That's right. So we're going to go to God's Word, and we're going to learn more about prayer through the best teacher of all, through Jesus' words in God's Word, right, in the Bible. So let's get our heads and our hearts ready for that. We're going to pray right now, and I'll lead you guys, and if you'll just kind of join me in that, all right? We're actually going to say the Lord's Prayer tonight. We're not just going to say, well, I'm going to start off a little bit with just a regular prayer, and then I'm going to start to say the Lord's Prayer. And if you don't know it, that's okay. Just listen, because a lot of these adults out here, they're going to help me. They're going to say out loud the Lord's Prayer when I get to it. And you can just listen if you don't know it. And you listen to how many voices say it. All of these were small like you one time and didn't know the Lord's Prayer. And we'll see how many people know the Lord's Prayer now, off by heart. So, Father God, I do thank you so much that you are a great teacher. You are the teacher. You're the best teacher. And I thank you for these children who've come to learn more about you. Help me as their teacher here, Lord, to stay true to your word, Father, and to teach them by your Spirit. And, Lord, we have learned, as the disciples did, to pray just as you've taught. And you taught us these words, Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we have those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. All right. Thank you much.